Right before she'd met Jimmy, she'd sunk so, so low. Her mother was dead, her life empty. Day after day, she spent standing in a department store, spritzing perfume and trying not to flinch as man after man hit on her. She would study all the male faces, wondering which ones touched their children inappropriately and which ones beat their wives. Then she'd go home to her cockroach-infested apartment and dream of a darkness without end. There came a morning when she just couldn't do it anymore, couldn't stand the thought of spending one more day in a state of such perpetual fear. She'd crawled into the tub. She'd gotten out a razor. She'd started to slice her paper-thin skin, and the phone rang. Without giving it a second thought, she'd crawled out of the tub to answer it. Ironically enough, it had been a telemarketer, someone asking her if she wanted to buy life insurance, which had made her laugh, and that had made her cry, and while she'd stood there sobbing hysterically into the ear of a very flustered salesperson, she'd seen the ad flash across her TV screen. Feeling alone? Feeling like there is no way out? Feeling like no one cares? A suicide hotline number had scrolled across the screen, and driven by a survival instinct she didn't even know she had, she'd slammed the phone down on the telemarketer, then dialed the number. 30 seconds later, she was listening to the calmest male voice she had ever heard. Deep, soothing, funny. She had curled up on the floor and listened to him talk for an hour. That's how she'd met Jimmy. Though she hadn't known it then. Hotlines had protocols. Handlers were not to give out too much personal information. But they could ask questions, encourage their troubled callers to talk. So he did, and so she did, about her dead-end job, her apartment, her mother. It wasn't the next day, that would have been too obvious, or even the day after that. But Jimmy came to the department store where she worked. He found her, he flirted with her, he wooed her, and she found herself strangely moved by this charming young man with his incredibly calm voice. He'd asked her out. Much to her own surprise, she'd said yes.